We're very happy now to be joined by Bill Davidson, and he's here to talk about Harley-Davidson's Project Rushmore. And, of course, Bill Davidson, as I mentioned, the great-grandson of William Davidson. And just for people who don't know, Bill, take us back to the days, the early part of the 20th century. William Davidson and another William, Harley, they got together in a shed, and they decided to come up with an idea, right?
Absolutely. Over 110 years ago, which is pretty amazing. Our great company was started in 1903. My great-grandfather, William A. Davidson, along with his two brothers, Arthur and Walter Davidson, and their very good friend, Bill Harley, they got together, brainstormed, innovated a lot, and through a lot of trial and error and a great determination, they rolled the first Harley-Davidson motorcycle out of a 10-by-15-foot wooden shed, which was located in my great-great-grandfather's backyard. They rolled the first bike out in 1903, and here we are a little over 110 years later, celebrating great successes and continuing to do very well all around the world.
Well, you think about that shed, and yet whenever, and I'm out here in the Bay Area, whenever I go to the Oakland Coliseum or the Oakland Airport on Hagenberger, there's this massive Harley-Davidson store, and you think about from the shed to all over the world, business endeavors last but a few years. Why is it? And I'm sure, you know, you'll say design and quality, but is there sort of a je ne sais quoi about Harley-Davidson that has made that company last more than 100 years?
I believe there is. I think there is a magic in our brand that brings people together from all corners of the world, from all walks of life. And that camaraderie, that experience of being a Harley rider and experiencing the open road and that sense of personal freedom is exhilarating for people, and it's a lot of fun. So you put that along with the look, sound, and feel of our motorcycles, a phenomenal worldwide dealer network that caters to our customers, and things like the Harley Owners Group, our parts and accessories, the clothing. It's a whole experience, and really it's a lot of fun for riders and non-riders to visit a Harley-Davidson dealership and get a taste of this, and it's fantastic. It's very exciting.
I love how your three-letter name on the stock exchange is HOG, too. That, to me, is pretty clever.
I love that, too.
Well, you know, there are very few brands, and I won't bring up other ones, but there are very few brands where you see that logo, and there just has that panache with it. I mean, I've never been on a Harley, but if somebody gave me a Harley t-shirt with the logo on it, I go, oh, cool. It's just something about it makes you cool. And I think that's hard because in our society, things get hot, then they get cold. We want the new thing. And yet that logo has always remained cool.
And I agree with you. And I think our rich 110-year history of an American icon that has been through, you know, when you think about it, we have survived two world wars, a Great Depression, and at one time there were over 150 U.S. motorcycle manufacturers over that 110-year history. And the fact that we are here today doing very, very well, and it's just exciting. And I think people are behind our brand because we're real. You know, we are face-to-face with our customers, meaning we ride too. You know, the people that work at Harley-Davidson, we go to Daytona, we ride to Sturgis, we ride with our HOG members, and that's a real positive thing because we can hear what people want. And in fact, the new Rushmore platform of motorcycles, we did an extensive amount of customer research. We talked to our customers around the world. We talked to our dealers around the world and gathered all the inputs that they wanted to see in the next generation touring bike. And we gathered all that information, brought it back to our product development center, where we applied a lot of our own innovation, utilized some new technology, and really answered what they wanted to see in the next generation touring bike. It's just a phenomenal motorcycle. And that's a very good example of how we have remained very, very close to our customers. And that means a lot to us, but it means even more to our customers around the world that we're connected.
Speaking with Bill Davidson from Harley-Davidson, we're going to talk about Project Rushmore here in a little bit. But you mentioned World Wars, and a lot of our factories and plants in World War II, they say, okay, stop everything you're making. We need your materiel. We need your iron, your steel. But for you guys, you kept making motorcycles for the military and our allies as well. I think the coolest thing about it is when I look at some of the motorcycles you guys made for the United States and our allies in World War II, and one of them is the holster for the rifle. It's like some sort of John Wayne on the side of your horse. You mean that you guys, yeah, talk about an American icon. You were part of the war effort.
Yes, very much so. And in fact, we shut down all civilian motorcycle production and went into full-time war production of the motorcycle that we refer to as the WLA 45 cubic inch air-cooled V-twin. And we produced between World War One and World War Two about 90,000 motorcycles, which went to the war effort. And those were tough times for us, but we needed what we needed to do. And honestly, looking back, we accomplished a lot of growing the attention to Harley-Davidson during those times. The sport of motorcycling was introduced to a lot of servicemen. So when the war was over, they came back home and were so thrilled with learning how to ride a motorcycle, they started to buy some of the civilian bikes that we went back into production after World War II.
One more question before we get to Project Rushmore, and I think about Harley-Davidson in Hollywood, and obviously when you think about the Captain America bike from Easy Rider and some others, what have films done for the company? Because I'm sure they've helped, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. Whenever there's Hollywood exposure, whether it's a cable television show or a national television show, the exposure that the brand gets through various shows, it helps immensely. It just demonstrates the sport. It introduces it to a lot of people. It's intriguing to a lot of people. And it helps our brand. It gets people interested in maybe going to a website, our website, hd.com, to do a little bit more research, or it persuades people to go to one of our local Harley dealers and check out, you know, bikes that they might have seen in a movie, mm-hmm, or what have you. So it's a very positive aspect to our brand.
Well, you know what? Just one more question, because a friend of mine who worked for the Daimler-Benz plant in Germany, and he said when you buy a Mercedes, you're not buying the leather seats or the frame. You're buying the engine. That's what you're really buying. And when you talk about a Harley, the engines you make with that potato sound, the choppy sound, that you know that you're a Harley. I mean, when you talk about the engine, without that, it doesn't matter whatever accoutrements you have. It's all about the engine first and foremost, right?
Yeah, we often talk about the engine being the true heartbeat of the motorcycle. It's the crown jewel. And when we style our motorcycles, they are truly styled around the engine. If you look very closely at our chassis, the proportions of the chassis and how it wraps around that crown jewel, and then how we attach the sheet metal and the graphic package, it's all about proportions. But when you look at a motorcycle from a side view, your eye is going to go right to that crown jewel, the engine.
No doubt. All right, let's talk about Project Rushmore, because this is a customer-driven effort to improve the riding experience. And over the years, it's been more comfortable, it's been more user-friendly, better brakes, less turbulence, smaller windshield. What did you guys take from your customer base and then implement into Project Rushmore?
Well, we are so excited about what Project Rushmore is. It's a touring motorcycle that is truly world class and is delivering to our customer and to our dealers' expectations because we solicited their input as to what they wanted to see in the next generation Harley-Davidson touring platform. And so Project Rushmore is a motorcycle. We've touched over 200 components on this bike, and it's everything from the overall styling from front to back is different, although it still has a connection to our heritage. So when you look at the bike, you still say Harley-Davidson, but it's tweaked. It's different. There's a slipstream vent on the front fairing that enables the wind flow to go up and over the vehicle so that the rider and passenger don't experience as much turbulence. The comfort of the bike, the aerodynamics, the passenger comfort, the infotainment system is absolutely phenomenal. The stereo, the GPS system, the voice recognition, the touch screen, the buttons on the hand grips that are intuitive so that you can basically sit on the bike, close your eyes, and your hands are right on those hand grips. You know exactly what you're touching and what operation it makes. And then the lighting on the motorcycle, we've used a lot of LED lights around the entire bike. Mm. So you can see further, you're seeing better, and it's just a great package. The powertrain has more performance, so you can get up and pass easier, if you will, quicker. And the braking system is now a linked brake system, which allows you to stop much quicker. And so the entire motorcycle is just it's phenomenal. The look of the bike is great. The sound of the bike, we've maintained that potato, that music to our ears. And the feel of the bike is really enhanced. The comfort of it, the ride capability, it's really cool.
All right, we just got about a minute left, but I know you're going to be giving away a rental or a training course as well to a listener.
Yes, and this is really cool. I mean, if you're a rider and you want to test out Project Rushmore, this is a neat deal to have an opportunity to win this free rental. And if you're not a rider, Harley-Davidson has an awesome rider training course called Rider's Edge, and you can go on our website, hd.com, if you want more information on that. But we're also going to be giving away a rider training course. And what's neat about these rider training courses is you can go to a dealer and say, okay, I want to learn how to ride. And that's really all you have to do. They take over from there, and within a few days, you will be able to ride a motorcycle. So it's very turnkey.
That's Bill Davidson. Remember, hd.com to check it out. Hey, thank you so much for your time and your insights on the history of Harley-Davidson and American Icon, as you said. And we look forward to catching up with you again down the road, Bill.
That sounds great, Rick. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back. Still time to get in.